The Word of Prophecy broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy broadcast, radio's most challenging hour, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I've come your way today with a true prophetic message straight out of the scriptures of your Holy Bible. And I call your attention to the fact that this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse in our message for a beacon and guidepost for the world-conforming church of our Lord and to our misguided and sick society. And also, I'd like to point it out to you that this true fact that we're not a program that's a typical gospel talk show. This broadcast presents a no-nonsense message from the Word of God, and that is right out of your Holy Bible, to turn God's people to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and to turn sinners, backsliders, and lukewarm Christians back to divine favor through old-fashioned repentance. And I pray that the Lord will truly give you ears to hear. We continue the message today entitled, The Real Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, there is a counterfeit Jesus being preached today, and there is a real Jesus. And I want to call your attention today to what the scriptures of your Holy Bible tell us that the real Jesus is like. Now, I begin with a scripture found in your Holy Bible, and it's found in Matthew, the 21st chapter, verse 10. All right, when Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude says, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. See, Jesus was a prophet. Well, Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and seats of them that sold doves. And he said to them, It's written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And there he became angry with the desecration of the house of God, and he was zealous for his Father's house. And also in John, the second chapter, is written of Jesus Christ, this great prophet of Nazareth that became the Messiah to Israel and our Lord and Master when we receive him as our Savior. All right, in John, the second chapter, beginning in verse 13. And when he'd made a scourge as he came into the house of God, he made a scourge of small cords, and he drove all out of the temple, the sheep, the oxen. He poured out the changers' money. He overthrew the tables, and he said to them that sold doves, Take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. That's the operation of a true prophet of God, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, that small scourge he made out of cords that he wove, he wasn't beating those little sheep. He's putting it on the backs of them crooked preachers that were in there making money in the exchange there that they made of the money the people brought in there to buy the sacrifices they offered to God. They were charging an exorbitant price, and Jesus put them to shame and put them to flight. What a man. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ was not a little bundle of love, as we hear so much about. And when he comes again, he's not going to be a bundle of love the next time he comes. Did you ever read in the Bible how that the Lord will appear when he returns again? It's found in the Holy Scriptures of your Bible, ladies and gentlemen, and that is in Revelation, the first chapter. All right, beginning in verse 13. In the midst of the seven candlesticks, John saw one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment to the foot, girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire, his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. His voice as a sound of many waters. In his right hand were seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when John saw him, he fell as dead at his feet. See, when Jesus Christ returns again, he's going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And even when people see him with his countenance as bright as the sun, his eyes as flames of fire, out of his mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword, and people are going to fall before him. Yes, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And by the way, when he was on this earth, he was not a little penny waste guy going around trying to tickle babies under the chin and pat mamas on the head and get their approval. No prophet of God, and Jesus was a true prophet of God, is a crowd pleaser nor a soothsaying preacher. He preaches hell, fire, and brimstone, the judgments of God, and the fear of God like Jesus did. He was stern. He was a man of great compassion. But he was stern. He spake with authority, and he rebuked. Yes, he did. He said, "You either repent or perish." Hey, that's pretty stern, isn't it? In other words, you repent or go to hell. Again, he said in John 5, verse 40, he said, "You will not come to me that you might have life, but said, I know you, that you have not the love of God in you." And he goes on down a little further in one of the great scriptures of the Bible. It says, "You're your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do." Yep, you're the children of the devil. He told people back in his days that were hypocritical. They claimed that they loved God, but they were not filled with the love of God. He said, "I know you. You don't have the love of God in you." What was the real Jesus like as a prophet sent from God? Well, here's what the prophet of the Old Testament said. Malachi, the 3rd chapter, verse 1. Here was a prediction of what Christ would be like when he appeared. "Behold, I'll send my messenger." That was John, and he'll prepare the way before me. That's John the Baptist. "And the Lord," that's Jesus, "whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant you delight in. Behold, he'll come, saith the Lord of hosts, but who may abide the day of his coming? Who'll stand when he appeareth? For he's like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap, and he will be a reprover of men." Malachi 3, verses 1 and 2. The Jesus of the Bible was a reprover of men. But ladies and gentlemen, that great prophet of God didn't go around just teaching love. He didn't go around just teaching principles of living like so many preachers today. The real Jesus, he taught commandments. He taught obedience. He taught discipline. He taught some don'ts that you can't do and some do's that you must do. He was positive. He spake with authority. And there's no woman, true man or woman of God, can speak with authority without being armed with direct commands from the Holy Bible, the scriptures of this old book I have in my hand we used to call the Good Book. Well, the religious leaders of Christ's day spoke in principles and platitudes, but the people were astonished at his doctrine, for Jesus taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. That was the real Jesus. Well, they didn't know the real Jesus. Even though their prophets told them of what Jesus would be like when he appeared, they still didn't know him. Well, one of his great apostles, the Apostle John, called the Beloved Apostle, he wrote about Jesus in 1 John 2, verses 3 and 4. He said, "Hereby we do know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar." Isn't that something? He's a liar, and the truth is not in him. "But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected." Jesus met a young man. It's recorded in Mark, the Gospel of St. Mark. The Gospel of St. Mark, verse 17. "When Jesus went forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, and good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? What can I do to be saved?" Jesus said to him, "Where you call me good, there's none good but one, that's God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor your father and mother." See, if you want to go to heaven, you keep the commandments, he told this young man. Today, oh, just believe. No, you do more than that. You obey. If you don't obey God, you're just deceiving yourself. James 1:22 in your Holy Bible says, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, or you're deceiving your own selves." Well, Jesus told this young man to inherit eternal life, you keep the commandments. And he spake as one that had authority and not as the scribes. We must keep God's commandments or Jesus will not walk with us. In John the 14th chapter, he said that we must, if you keep my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this Bible is full of the commandments of even Jesus Christ that taught us to keep his commandments and also his Father's commandment. In John 14, that's in your Holy Bible, ladies and gentlemen, verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that love me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And Jesus answered, said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the words which you hear is not mine, but it's the Father's which sent me. See, the Father sent Jesus Christ, and he taught his commandments. No wonder the great apostle of Jesus Christ cried out in 1 Corinthians 7:19, circumcision is nothing, uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Ladies and gentlemen, that is something, and it's vital. Another great apostle of Jesus Christ cried out in Romans 10:8, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another fulfills the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you'll not bear false witness, you'll not covet. And any other commandment is briefly comprehended in the saying, you'll love your neighbor as yourself. Isn't it wonderful there that Jesus Christ, or the Apostle Paul, confirmed exactly what Jesus Christ taught, and Jesus Christ was a prophet and a reprover of men, and he is on the right hand of the Father today. And the Scripture says in Hebrews 13:7, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And what he is today, he will be tomorrow. You can depend on him being the same as God is the same. Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, and I change not. Jesus Christ is a man of love, but he was stern and he was grave, and he was a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief. And the Scripture says in Isaiah 53, when he comes, we'll hide our faces from him. He is like a root out of a dry ground, and there's no beauty nor comeliness that we should desire him. Did people in his day know the real Jesus? No, they didn't, and they still don't today. There's another Jesus being preached that preachers are bringing Jesus down to the level of men instead of bringing men up to the level of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, repent, give up your sins, or perish. And I pray that God will catch you in the grip of this message with its divine persuasion. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, I pray that you'll catch every heart and soul in the grip of divine power and persuasion, dear Lord, and hear their heart cry if they turn to you in full repentance. Lord, I'm sorry that I've committed sin. I want you to forgive me and deliver me from these sins that are bringing ruin to my life. I pray that you'll forgive in Jesus' name and amen. I'm Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Ladies and gentlemen, all these messages we have in print. Also, our monthly magazine. We'll mail any of this to you without cost or obligation. But I do pray this week that God will deal with many of your hearts, at least some of you, that you appreciate this ministry and this message, and you will mail to me a love offering, a fellowship offering, to help make my voice strong and keep me on these radio broadcasts. Well, don't be mad at me for telling you the truth. Just pray for me. And write me this week to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. May God grip your hearts in this message until its next broadcast is my prayer for every one of you.